Hey, 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 everybody. Roy Williams, the guru of good health, the superintendent of supplementation, bringing you another Today's Health Update. Thank you, all our loyal listeners and people who are sharing this radio show with other people you know and sharing our Podbean with everybody, which is, a podcast. And listen, folks, we're so excited because we are helping people change their lives. We're getting people on a regular basis now that's getting better medical reports from their doctors month after month, year after year. It is exciting. And to help me explain some real interesting things about what's going on with healthcare in America today, I have Bert Golding on the radio show with me again. Bert, thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you, Roy. This is a great topic to really look at is, how do we get to our current healthcare situation? What happened? What changed? Why was it that America was number one in the world of healthy nations in 1972? In 1972, we were number one. In the year 2020, we have fallen all the way down to 18th healthiest for women and 19th healthiest for men.
And those,
so what happened? What happened since 1972? How did we get to our current situation?
That's a good question. I'm going to let you help people understand that.
Well, one of the biggest things that happened is, I'm old enough to remember a time when all hospitals were nonprofit. I mean, that's why they would have fundraisers where they would try to get the wealthy people to come in and write checks so they could build another wing on the hospital or try to buy more medical equipment or basically expand the services they could offer to people that were ill or that had had accidents or had trauma. And to discuss healthcare, you kind of have to discuss the whole nature of what makes the American free enterprise system different from any other system in the world. Now, everybody wants to say that it's capitalism, but it's not. The way that the United States was set up was not just capitalism, saying that whoever had the most money could do whatever they wanted and run all over everybody else. What they did is, with the free enterprise system, it was as long as you were not making a profit off of people suffering, then it was a good thing. You'd want to have profits so that you could reinvest in the business and hire people and create jobs and do all these things. But when you start making profit off of suffering, then what you've got are companies that the only way that they can increase the profits that they make, the income that they're bringing in and how profitable they are, is by increasing human suffering. So when you went back to the time when you had one family doctor that did everything from removing tonsils, which I know now we just think how barbaric that was, but I grew up at a time when if you had a throat problem, they'd go in and cut out your tonsils. But the family doctor would deliver the babies, and he would handle the colds and the flus and everything. And then little by little, you got to a point where there were specialists. So you'd have a general practitioner, and you would go in, and then they would refer you out to all these specialists. Right around that time is when profit-based companies started buying up all the nonprofit hospitals. And so the only way that they could make more profit was to have more suffering. You don't want people to be making money off of people suffering, or they're going to even subconsciously, even if it's not their intent, they're going to subconsciously be rooting for people to be sicker and to be suffering more.
Right. And, I teach people all the time to think this away. The pharmaceutical industry and the medical profession and even the insurance companies to a large degree now, they make their money, their profit, billions and billions and even trillions of dollars off of sickness. So where Bert, y'all, he's a big member and a part of Positive Power Nutritionals, and he's like we are at Nutritional Healthcare, and that's why Bert and I work so well together. Our goal is to make America healthy one person at a time. If you listen to yesterday's show, Bert told you how we could probably you know, have 90 to 95, maybe even 98% of the people in America healthy for the majority of their lives. And it should be like it was in the Bible. When you reach an age of 90 to 120 years of age, you go to bed one night and you don't wake up the next morning. But you know what? All your retirement that you've saved and all the money you worked hard for your whole life didn't go into a bunch of coffers, pockets like the hospitals and the doctors and the pharmaceutical industry. That money can be left for your children and your grandchildren, and you can leave an inheritance for them. That's the difference. When we let the healthcare system take over and do it for profit, now what do they do? Everything they do now is promote things that will make you sicker.
I'm grateful for doctors and for their medical knowledge, and I'm grateful that there's hospitals, like you say, if you get hit by a bus or something, and they can rush you to the hospital and put you back together. I'm grateful for all those things, Roy, but at the same time, I've got to tell you that the number one most profitable illness, I mean, you know, when the Wall Street Journal starts printing articles about, there was one article that was named something similar to diabetes is not just a disease, it's an amazing profit opportunity. When that's the name of an article in an investment newspaper, we've got problems. The number one most profitable disease worldwide, everybody thinks that's cancer, and cancer doesn't even come close. It's kidney disease. Over $1 trillion per year is spent on kidney dialysis and kidney transplants. So it's not even talked about. I mean, everybody keeps saying, "Oh yeah, the number one problem is heart disease or strokes or heart attacks or whatever." And it's like, no, it very very quietly, what they've got are people that are basically roped in for the last 3 or 4 years of their life, because that's all you can survive when you're on a dialysis machine. And spending $12,000 to $15,000 per month, which nobody really has that. So what they do is they bill the government and insurance companies. And so $1 trillion is spent on that. And once you get where you've allowed yourself to get that sick and you're on dialysis, it's very, very hard to ever come back off of that. Now, there is a way to do it, but it's not an easy process. So again, what we're trying to do is talk about, you know, there should be all this medical care, but it should be nonprofit. I mean, doctors were still making a very, very good living when the hospitals were all nonprofit. It's just that when we're starting to say, hey, let's see how much profit we can raise off of a certain disease, there's just something fundamentally wrong with that, in my opinion.
Well, so let's go back to this diabetes issue. Why are so many people suffering from diabetes? And now I may be wrong about this, but is the number one cause of kidney failure diabetes?
I would say that's what always happens now. But you've got in Eastern medicine, the kidneys are the most important organs in the body. Now, we tend to think in the Western part of the world that would be your heart or that would be your brain. But they're saying that everything rests on the kidneys. That, you know, you've got right attached on the top of each kidney, you have your adrenal glands.
Right.
And the kidneys are filtering out the blood, but for people that are on dialysis, means that the kidneys are just too weak and too sick to do a proper job of filtering out the blood.
So
you've got certainly pH imbalances cause a problem, but it's all the junk. I mean, if kidneys have to filter out all the junk that are in our blood from what we put in, what you put in your mouth has to eventually go out through the kidneys, which is the number one preferred elimination channel. You've got four elimination channels in the body. The body will try to get everything out through the kidney and through the bladder. And if it can't do that, number two is to go out through the bowel and through the colon. Number three would be to get it out through the lungs. A lot of poisons can be turned into a gas, and you're exhaling, along with your carbon dioxide, you're exhaling all these poisons. A person with a really bad halitosis or bad breath is almost in every case, I'll recommend that they go check with their doctor to see the health of their kidneys or their colon. Because if you got really serious bad breath, your body can't get rid of the poisons at channel one or channel two, so it goes to the third channel. And the last one is through the skin. So by the time you've got issues with really bad psoriasis and eczema and all kinds of rashes and skin problems, that means you've got weaker lungs, weaker kidneys, weaker bowel.
Holy smoke. So we get back to that same topic we talked about yesterday, and that's toxins. Rather, it's from our food, the water we drink or the junk we drink, what we consume, the air we breathe. Folks, we're inundated with toxins 24/7 in America today. Even the houses are built out of highly toxic chemicals that sprayed on the woods and the plastics that's used in the carpeting. For crying out loud, folks, we don't have carpet in our homes. We just don't, because we understand the chemicals that's in the carpeting and how toxic they are. But Bert, let's go into which is, if you've got failing kidneys and you may be diabetic, but you've got failing kidneys, is it better to do cell power, or is it better to do Supersilica, or should you do both of them?
Well, you know, silica is very, very nourishing to the kidneys. So, you know, I'm not a medical doctor, so I can't speak to
but the best support
kidneys directly. But as a clinical nutritionist, here's what we found, is that if a person can get enough good silica back into their body, it really helps. And I think that's part of why this beyond epidemic of kidney failure around the world, how it got started, is that we just don't eat enough good foods that have silica in them. That would be the way to get the most silica, which is an essential trace mineral. It's just as important as calcium or magnesium or iron, but you don't need it as large of quantities. But silica, you would find in brown rice. You would have it in raw cabbage. I mean, cabbage or sauerkraut, that type of thing. Cabbage just has a lot of good usable silica that the body can get to. So Super Silica is a liquid supplement that helps get that back into your body, so that it tends to just help restore the function of really, really good important organs. So you've got the kidneys, you've got the liver, we've got the heart and the brain and the spleen and all of these, even the lungs. All of these things need silica, because silica helps with flexibility. So even though you want strong bones and strong teeth, strength does not mean unyielding. It doesn't mean brittle. You don't want brittle bones. You don't want brittle teeth. What you want to do is have flexibility, and that's what the essential trace mineral silica helps with. So for something like, this, it's not just the number one problem of kidney disease, where you need good nutrition and good silica, and eat as much good silica-bearing foods as you can. But for all of those things, to have a more flexible heart, flexible arteries, flexible veins, a flexible digestive system. You know, if you don't have enough silica to keep the intestinal lining intact, then you're more likely to have leaky gut syndrome. Does that make sense?
Sure, and even your brain, you've explained it to us, has to be flexible. But now let's go a step deeper with this. Now, you've talked about what we can eat to get silica, but I believe Super Silica could be ranked as maybe one of the best, if not the best, way to deliver silica, because a lot of silica is not absorbed at a cellular level, or we don't get enough of it. Super Silica actually gives you the ability to get the amount you need at an absorbable form. Is that correct?
It is, and the more silica that you have in your body, the more that it blocks the bad things that you have. I think in yesterday's radio show, we were talking a little bit about aluminum.
Yes.
And the fact that aluminum could lead to Alzheimer's and dementia and all kinds of short-circuiting in the brain. But in order to push the aluminum out, a person needs to have more silica coming into their body than aluminum. As the good silica accumulates, it actually pushes out the aluminum and it blocks it from coming back in. Because if all we do, Roy, is to talk about how polluted the world is and like you say, all the chemicals and carpet and all the terrible things and building homes, if all we do is talk about that, people start to feel like, well, what's the use? You know, it's hopeless. And it's not hopeless at all. What it turns out to be, and this is one of the most exciting things that I get a chance to talk to when I teach classes on natural nutrition, is that if you have the more good minerals and good foods that you put into your body, and a lot of that is through supplementation, good supplements, but the more that you put in, the more it blocks the bad things. For example, the more selenium that a person takes blocks. And we are constantly bombarded with arsenic trying to get in our bodies. They put it in all the chicken feed and all the turkey feed. So you've got all of this poultry, which could be good for you, but it's just these animals are loaded with arsenic. Okay, if you have enough selenium, when you consume something that has arsenic, the arsenic has no place to go because the selenium is blocking it from going into the cells, and so it goes right back out through the elimination system, and you're not accumulating it. It's the same thing for iodine. If you're having enough iodine, it's going to block fluoride and chlorine and all of the dangerous halide elements. Because iodine is critical, not just for the thyroid, but for blocking poisons.
So how easy would it be for America to get the silica they need using the super silica? To explain to people exactly how easy it is to use that product.
Oh, yeah. It comes in a 4-ounce bottle with a little dropper tip on it. And so what you do is you gently shake up the bottle, take off the cap, and you would put 12 drops of super silica, a dietary supplement, into your drinking water. And so it's in water you're already going to drink, a good purified or distilled, you know, cleanest drinking water you can. And you do that for adults up to 4 times a day. I try to make sure I get 4 servings of silica in every day. You're going to notice a difference as your body has enough silica in terms of hair, skin, and nails. In terms of strong teeth, flexibility and everything, flexibility in joints, flexibility in all the internal organs, thinking more clearly. I mean, there's a lot of advantages to getting the silica, and super silica is by far the simplest way to do it. But, we also want to start little by little gravitating towards eating foods that have more natural silica in them. That means staying away from processed foods, because when they make processed foods, anything that comes in a can or a box at the supermarket, they've eliminated most of the silica in that food and pushed it out in order to not have it gum up the food processing equipment, the machinery.
Wow. So, use these 12 drops in 16 ounces of water 4 times a day, and you are replacing it. And then if you eat some brown rice, some cabbage, occasionally you're moving in the right direction also. And if you can get your hands on some sugar cane, that'd be beneficial too, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I would never forget that story you told about the one state in the United States that had no tooth decay and no cavities and all that was the Hawaiians, right?
Yeah. I mean, because silica is so important for the gums and for the teeth. Maybe I've already told you this, Roy, but I had gone to the dentist and she always comments and says, oh, you're the only person I know that has all 32 of your natural teeth, which is a really great blessing. But, she goes, you didn't even take out your wisdom teeth. I go, no. She says, well, she was in there shaping a tooth or whatever and with the drill, and after a while she had to replace the drill tip on the dental drill. And she goes, you have the hardest enamel of any patient. She goes, out of everyone in the entire practice, thousands and thousands of patients, you have the hardest enamel. So I thought, okay, well, that's interesting. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's genetic. Well, it turns out that a good friend I had was taking Supersilica, and she'd been doing that for over a year. And she said, hey, my dentist told me a funny thing. She said, you know, she had to replace the drill tip on her thing. And she goes, you have the strongest enamel. So there's two of us. It's not just one. We're not related. It's not genetic. It's this idea that your body needs good, healthy amounts of silica and for tooth enamel, for flexible gums. I have another good friend that he said all of the pockets, all of the periodontal disease-type problems with his gums cleared up within a year, and he had been taking Supersilica and Cell Power in his water. And he goes, you know, I really feel that that's related.
Well, now let's go a little step further with this. Vanity is a big issue in America. You know, Bert, people I deal with, they want to be able to see results. So if somebody were to do the Supersilica, 12 drops, 16 ounces of water, four times a day, and you're talking about skin, you know, we all want to be attractive. We all want to look good. But wrinkles, psoriasis, eczema, like you said, all kinds of skin disorders now with rashes and everything else is going on. And that's a, folks, that is a sign of what's going on inside the body. Your skin is, isn't it sort of a mirror of what's going on inside the body, Bert?
It is, and it's also, I mean, for example, if you notice that you have spider veins or even worse, varicose veins, that is an indication. If a person has varicose veins, that's an indication that they're already having heart valve problems. Because you have to realize that right now we've got all kinds of X-rays and MRIs and thermal imaging and all these things, but for thousands of years here on planet Earth, they didn't have any of those technological gadgets for looking inside the body. So you go back to the 4,000-year history of Chinese medicine, and they would basically be able to say what was going on in your body by things that appear on the outside of the skin. So varicose veins are caused by a lack of silica, which means there's not enough silica to make the collagen flaps. They're the little one-way valves and the veins as the blood moves back up towards the lungs and the heart. So when you have that problem, that is an indication that you have a more serious problem, which is the valves in the heart are not fully formed. They don't have enough silica to rebuild the heart valves. So yes, how your skin looks is definitely an indication as to what's going on inside the body.
Well, you know, Bert, years ago, before I knew anything about Supersilica, I'd have people come to me with skin disorders and you know, rashes and, like you say, eczema and psoriasis, and we would clean up their kidneys and their liver and their gut, and it was amazing, the results just by doing that.
I know, it's really, it is visible, and you can see. Like I say, for people that put it to the test, you know, our family's tried a lot of different natural things over the years, and some work and some don't. But when you're willing to put it to the test and go with the very best things you can, and then talk to somebody who knows. You know, when people come to your store, Roy, they're going to get the benefit of all of those decades of experience from you and your employees. So you want to go to somebody that actually has seen something work, and it's worked for them, and then that way you don't have to experiment quite as much. You don't have to start from scratch. You want to go with the best things that you have someone you know, a friend that you can talk to where you know that something works, not just the advertising or marketing. You want to go with what works and give it a try. And if it doesn't work, well, okay, it's not working for you. You want to go ahead and try the next best thing.
Right. And, you know, to go along with Supersilica, we tell people all the time, you know, collagen is another important thing that the human body has to have. Every cell in the human body has to have collagen. So we teach people to take MSM plus C. And I'm going to tell y'all something. If you'll do MSM plus C and Supersilica for a year, you watch everybody you know that your age and older than you will be looking at you and going, what are you doing? And like Bert said, even your dentist will be going, what are you doing? And let me tell you something else, Bert. We see thousands of people a year who say, I know this stuff's working for me because my medical reports are improving. Better cholesterol levels, better blood pressure, better blood sugar, more energy, vitality. But y'all, when it comes to how you look, how you feel, I'm telling you, I'm beginning to tell you, and I can tell you this from my own experience, from my wife's experience, from other people, when you start using Super Silica and the MSM Plus C and even Cell Power in on that, you're going to change your life. Well, Bert, we got 1 minute. Sum it up for us. Put you on the spot, didn't
really? Yeah, no, you've really said all the most important things. I take 5 capsules of MSM Plus C every day.
Awesome.
You know, I used to take more, but I always kind of test myself to see what I need. But that combination you came up with, the Cell Power to help a person get pH balance, the Silica to help a person get detoxed, and the MSM Plus C to rebuild everything, I think that's a great combination.
Well, there you go, folks. You, how many years experience you got in nutraceuticals and what we do?
It's coming up on 35 years.
See, I'm well into 30 years into this. Folks, there's 65 years of experience. And I appreciate all of you listening to today's health update. Tell everybody you know to tune in, same place, same time each day. And I do want to tell y'all this. You can go to www.nhc19.podbean.com. That's www.nhc19.podbean.com. And listen to these radio shows again, and I'd appreciate it if y'all would listen again and share it with other people. Bert, thank you for being here. Folks, until next time, may God bless all of you with abundant health.